Mishnah Yud Aleph. Pretty much the rest of the Mishnahs of the Masechta surround a rule which is that b'mikdash le'gozru mishum shavus. Things which are prohibited midrabbanon on Shabbos do not apply in the Beis HaMikdash itself. There's a discussion whether this applies to all prohibitions midrabbanon. Perhaps certain midrabbanon prohibitions are very severe in that they apply even in the Beis HaMikdash. But the simple way of understanding the rule is that anything which is prohibited only midrabbanon on Shabbos is permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. There it's for the service of Hashem, and also often the reasons for the decrees do not actually apply in the Beis HaMikdash. And so the first example of the Mishnah is Neger HaNigrar, a bolt which is used to lock a door, which drags on the ground. So we're referring to a bolt which is not doesn't have a knob at the end, so it would generally be forbidden to put this on the door. But this bolt is actually tied to the door, but it reaches the ground. So when you open and close a door, this bolt drags on the ground, but it is connected by a rope to the door. Says the Mishnah, Nalim Beba Mikdash, one is allowed to use that bolt to lock doors in the Beis HaMikdash, Avalo Ba Medina, but not in the Medina, in the country or outside of the Beis HaMikdash, because even though it's tied to the door, since it drags, it does give the appearance of building, and therefore midrabbanon it is forbidden. But since it's only forbidden midrabbanon, it is permitted in the Beis HaMikdash. The Hamunach, but a bolt which is placed down and not tied to the door at all, Kan v'chan Osir, is forbidden both here and here, meaning even in the Beis HaMikdash it is forbidden to use such a bolt on Shabbos. There's a discussion as to whether this is forbidden midaraisa, and that's why it's forbidden even in the Beis HaMikdash, or whether it's just a severe level of a midrabbanon prohibition, because it is very similar to building, such that even in the Beis HaMikdash it is forbidden. Now Rabbi Yehuda is lenient in both cases. Rabbi Yehuda says, Hamunach, if it is a placed down bolt, meaning it's not tied at all, Mutu b'Hamikdash, it's permitted in the Beis HaMikdash, because it is only forbidden midrabbanon. But it would be forbidden midrabbanon outside the Beis HaMikdash. The Hanigrar, but a bolt which is tied to the door, it just drags on the ground, by Medina, it's permitted even outside of the Beis HaMikdash, and it is not forbidden midrabbanon at all.